Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming shows in Baltimore, Maryland, and Charleston, South Carolina. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Ken Gantz from Boston, Massachusetts.
How are you?
I'm good. I was going to amend that. I'm actually calling today from sunny and warm Los Angeles on my spring break.
There you are.
Nice.
So are you from Los Angeles or you're from Boston?
I am from Los Angeles. I'm here for my grandma's 80th birthday, so shout out to her.
Hey, shout out to grandma on her 80th.
And I now go to school and live in Boston.
There you go.
Are you in Harvard?
I am. I'm actually a UC Berkeley law student, but I'm completing my final year as a visiting student at Harvard.
Where'd you go to kindergarten?
No, preschool.
Preschool?
Preschool.
Do you know your shapes and colors?
Well, Ken, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready
Great.
To go?
I'm ready.
Here is your first limerick.
It begins with a counting of sheep and ignoring a car alarm's beep. We're teaching our kids to gently shut lids. We're helping our teens learn to...
Oh, boy. Was it sleep?
Is sleep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sleep.
Speaking of education, it seems schools in Scotland don't think teenagers know how to sleep properly. And this, they say, is harming productivity. So, as part of a major overhaul to improve Scotland's educational system, teens will undergo special sleep instruction.
Ha.
They'll learn how to sleep, when to sleep, ideally during society's designated sleep time, also known as night.
If you're teaching sleep and they fall asleep during your class, then you've done a good job.
That's true. You always know if they're doing their homework.
Yeah.
Here is your next limerick.
It might work for sweet Tony Randall, but potpourri I cannot handle. I'd rather smell scents of mud and cement. I'm burning a real manly...
candle.
Yes! Guys, are you tired of having to curse the darkness rather than lighting one of your wife's scented honeysuckle patchouli candles? I've got exciting news for you. Man cans. These are scented candles designed especially for men. They come in a variety of aromas. Pizza, grass, catcher's mitt, campfire, and our favorite, bacon.
Oh. That's just nasty.
And you know what's going to happen? Some guy's going to be like, what the heck, and eat it.
You just put ketchup on it.
Yeah. I'm out of Vienna sausages, but I got this candle. It smells pretty good.
Cooks itself. You light it. It's on fire. It's cooked.
It's cooked.
Done.
Done.
Here is your last limerick.
When we migrate, we're sunk if we're drunk. And those who have shrunk go kerplunk. We can't do our duty with too small a booty. We swans need more junk in the...
trunk?
Yes! I like big swans, I cannot lie. The latest environmental crisis, swans' butts are shrinking.
Oh,
it turns
geez.
Out the rear end of the majestic swan acts as a sort of gas tank for the birds, storing fuel to sustain them.
That's my excuse.
During their lengthy 2,400-mile migrations. The bigger the butt, the longer the journey. In recent years, though, swan migration routes have gotten shorter, and that's because their butts are shrinking, say scientists who measure swan butts.
Wow.
That explains all those swans in the rap videos.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm just thinking, like, there's 50 Cent, you know, he's doing his thing by his Lincoln Navigator, and all these swans in bikinis are like, honk, honk. They're sashaying around, honk.
Affleck.
Carl, how did Ken do in our quiz?
Ken was perfect. 3 correct answers. Ken, you win our prize.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for playing, Ken, and good luck at Harvard.
Thank you, Peter.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ken.